that I enjoyed. Musicians have to realize that their gift is the unique way that they think, which can serve them more beneficially when they embrace their God-given roles as leaders away from their instruments. The insights in this book will open your perspective and inspire you to be a better individual. Additionally, you'll be inspired to be a better musician that values the mind as the asset, not just one's performing ability. What you will take away from this book is the freedom to be who God created you to be and not have to suffer from typical challenges that musicians face. Musicians typically believe in a persona of who they are, rather than believing the reality of who they actually are. Don't let more years go by confused about your identity. I promise, in this book, you will learn how to prioritize what's really important as an aspiring musician from a practical standpoint. The insights in this book are from the perspective of an accomplished musician who has traveled the world, played on the big stages, and has released multiple CD projects. You don't want to go another day without listening to this book. This book will personally help you as a mentor would by providing guidance to avoid the typical pitfalls that come within the musician lifestyle. Don't be that musician that has all the notoriety, but they are old and bitter, without a spouse and or divorced, and no lucrative income to support a family, even with having one. You will be intrigued and inspired to finish this book in a few days. Unlock your full potential and go beyond your music. Dispelling the myth of music being a gift.
Come on. Do you see music as a gift?
Great question. A lot of musicians have a misconception about music being their gift. You have those musicians that come up spending a lot of time developing their skills on their instrument, and they're the ones that are told, you have a gift for music. God's gifted you with music. You need to be playing on the big stages, traveling, and going all over the world. For young musicians hearing this all the time growing up, it convinces them that music is all they're supposed to be doing. Then the musicians say, I got this gift of music. But what I've come to realize, in actuality, the gift is the unique way that we think. Music is just an avenue or medium by which our giftedness is displayed through. Musicality is not a gift in the Bible. Let's go to the Bible to get some insight on spiritual gifts. Romans 12, 6 through 8 mentions gifts of the Spirit. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith or ministry. Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. There's no mention of musicality being one of the gifts. Music is just a composer's arrangement of sounds, tones, rhythm, harmony, and melodies. It's just a tool used to communicate emotions in ways words and pictures can't. Talent and ability is sharpened through focused practice. That's all human effort and choice. The spiritual gifts are innate, given by God. Such spiritual gifts work through different mediums chosen by the individual, whether it be through music, speaking, writing, or through any other form demonstrated by the individual. You can also see 1 Corinthians 12 and 4 through 11 and Ephesians 4, 7 through 12. King David's reputation and influence as a young man. Let's take a look at King David, who was one of the most influential kings of Israel and also a psalmist. The Bible tells us that David was a skillful musician